This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World War III alert. A lot of progress was made over the weekend. A lot of progress made over the weekend toward holding World War III. The headlines are insane. For a lot of them, you have to go outside the country to find out what they're doing. I don't even know where to begin with this. I don't know if I should begin with the good news that Donald Trump is desperately trying to stop World War III down at Mar-a-Lago, probably with Elon Musk helping. Elon Musk has not left Mar-a-Lago since election night, which is interesting. The head of NATO, Mark Rutte, came through there this weekend, flew in quietly. People began realizing his plane was there and that he had headed to Mar-a-Lago, where he spent some time. So Trump, what does that mean? Why suddenly, as the left, the deep state, NATO, the UK, and now, by the way, France, tries to figure out how to start World War III. Why suddenly is the head of NATO at Mar-a-Lago? Because Trump's trying to stop it. It's very obvious what is happening there. They're negotiating. He's trying to talk them down off the nuclear tree. As I mean, folks, insane headlines over the weekend. Just mind-boggling headlines over the weekend, including from the New York Times. U.S. officials actually discussed giving nuclear weapons to Ukraine to see what would happen if they fired them into Russia. That when Putin has been very clear, look, you give them all the missiles you want, you can nuclear tip them if you want, you can hit us with them if you want. But we're going to we know this is you, we're going to hit you. In other words, we'll hit Ukraine in response, but we'll hit you too. So just poking the bear, trying to figure out how to get into World War III. Now look, you folks who listen to my Battleground America podcast half the last couple of years know what is going on here. The plan was always to have World War III on the ground in 2025. They didn't want it to be nuclear. They did want it to be profitable. And they were envisioning somewhere between 800,000 and a million troops led on the ground by the U.S., by U.S. troops answering to NATO. They've been doing drills for this, massive drills. Drills we haven't seen since the Cold War for a year now in Europe. So this is not new. The plans for World War III actually leaked out of the German military earlier this year. And they were incredibly in depth, including troop movements where U.S. troops would be, NATO troops would be, German troops would be, and Russian troops would be month by month by month in 2025. So folks, I can't tell you. The good news here is I can't tell you the size of the bullet, the nuclear tipped maybe bullet that we have dodged here by Her Highness not being elected. That was always the plan. J.D. Vance warned about it. Look, your kids are going to be drafted. They're going to be sent into World War III on the ground in Ukraine. So the plan was not for it to be nuclear. It was just they wanted to dispatch the troops. There's a massive lobbying effort for that in Washington because they don't have a war right now. Afghanistan's gone. Iraq's gone. They don't have a war. There's all these contractors who want to supply the supply lines and, you know, provide the mercenaries and do the things that make them rich. They wrote big checks to the Democrat Party. They expect a war. They'd like to hold one in Ukraine. It'll go on for years. Then remember, we had the Slovakian prime minister. Slovakia is a member of NATO. Come out and blow the whistle and say, look, he said same thing. NATO is planning a war with Russia for 2025. They just can't do it yet because they had to get past the UK and then the US elections. That war wouldn't look good. Then they could go ahead and launch the war. Get good and get into it. And they really envisioned it looking more like World War One or World War Two with maybe a little bit better technology, but definitely troops on the ground in Ukraine. And we had our Joint Chiefs of Staff last year say, yes, we're absolutely, American troops are going to end up in the ground, on the ground in Ukraine fighting the Russians. Just a matter of time, he said. I can't do it now. Why did he say that? Well, the election, but we're going to do it. He said, well, it'll be within the next year. And we've been reporting this on the Battleground America podcast. Well, what is happening right now is they're realizing they're not going to get their war. And they got to figure out how to escalate this thing to lock Trump into fighting back to the point where he otherwise will look like a traitor to the country. So what they need is to provoke Russia into hitting a NATO country. Okay, this is, so they've been lobbing missiles. Last week, they did it two days in a row. Over the weekend, France announces, hey, we're going to shoot some missiles too at Russia. We're going to give them to the Ukrainians, but as Russia has pointed out, without U.S. targeting systems and satellites and U.S. military and now French military literally doing everything but hitting the button. This is an attack by NATO into Russia. Over the weekend, they talked about escalating, NATO member countries, the number of missiles they hit Russia with every day to try to provoke a response. What do they want? We got to hope Russia is smart enough not to give them what they want, as hard as that's going to be. What they want is for Russia to hit a NATO country to trigger Article 4 and then Article 5 so that we are required by treaty to go to war with Russia. So they want that article triggered before Trump takes office so that he loses control of the thing. And that's why Mark Rutte, this weekend, the head of NATO, was at Mar-a-Lago. They're negotiating this. And Trump's trying to stop it. Very clear, very obvious if you just read the tea leaves of what's going on in the news. That's why those people are coming and going. Meanwhile, Trump doesn't want to violate the Logan Act because his own Department of Justice will try to put him in prison. So, but at the same time, he is off the books negotiating both with Putin, Zelensky, who both they apparently were phone calls this weekend from Mar-a-Lago, and also the head of NATO. So folks, just... Whew, 55 days? I mean, and this headline's insane, okay? U.S. officials discuss giving nuclear weapons to Ukraine. What, fire them into Russia, see what happens? You think Russia would be cool with that? They just won't respond? And this is desperation. They wanted their war. They thought they'd get it. They're not getting their war. They're going to try to lock Trump into this. These people are homicidal, evil, and they're also stupid. This is Russia. You may like Russia, you may not like Russia. Nobody really likes Putin. He hadn't done anything to us. They're over there, far away. This is Europe's problem. This is not our problem. It's not. Not our obsession. Meanwhile, as the former deputy Polish prime minister says that the Ukraine aid is fake. It doesn't do much for the war in Ukraine. About half of it, he says, is laundered by Ukrainian officials who are robbing America blind. And they take half of that and they cycle it back to the Democrat Party, he said in an interview. Wonder if that's true. What do you think? No wonder they want to fight so hard for Ukraine. It's a money laundering operation. Meanwhile, wait till you hear what Donald Trump Jr. had to say over the weekend about what's actually going on here. And I'll tell you why he said it, because Donald Trump can't say it about World War III. I'll tell you what that is and more coming up.